The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya wal mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another episode within our series titled The Blessed Life of Sayyiduna Isa عليه الصلاة والسلام, in which we learn about his blessed life. We learn regarding his teachings, his wisdoms, and his qualities and attributes. In today's program, we'll be discussing the blessed attributes of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned within the Holy Quran. So let us begin. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam possessed many praiseworthy attributes, excellences, and habits. Some of these have been mentioned within the Holy Quran as well, 10 of which I will present before you today. The first 4 qualities. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam holds a great status in the court of Allah Almighty, in this world and in the hereafter. And he is amongst those near to Allah. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam spoke to people as a baby, not just when he grew up. He is from the special people of Allah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, وَجِيهًا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ وَمِنَ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ وَيُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: He shall be revered in this world and the hereafter, and he will be among the nearest people to Allah Almighty. He will speak to the people in the cradle and in adulthood, and will be from the chosen people. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, within these few verses of the Quran, we learn the status of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in the court of Allah Almighty, that he will be revered in the life of this world as well as in the afterlife. He will be from amongst the muqarrabeen, those who are near to Allah Almighty. He is also that great personality who had such a unique attribute about him that he spoke as an infant to protect the honor of his blessed mother. And furthermore, he is also from amongst the special people of Allah Almighty. Now attributes 5-9. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was punctual with his prayer and would encourage people to give their zakat, i.e. the obligatory charity. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was a very blessed individual. He would treat his mother with much goodness and was free of arrogance and misfortune. The Quran states, وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيَّا وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلْنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: And he has made me blessed wherever I may be, and he has enjoined prayer and charity upon me as long as I am alive, and made me one who is kind to my mother, and he did not make me arrogant, ill-fated. Subhanallah. The inference drawn from this verse is that as long as someone is alive, that individual must perform the worship required by the divine law, i.e. Sharia, and is bound by its rulings. This is conditional upon there being no exemption by way of Sharia that suspends the worship. In this, there is a great lesson for those who fall victim to the devil's deception and say to people that they have drawn close to Allah Almighty that no worship is now necessary upon them. Meaning people in today's time, it is heard that they say, I have reached such a station before Allah that I no longer need to pray or no longer need to fast or no longer need to give charity. This verse is actually a refutation to such false statements of people. Moreover, such people, they claim that every prohibited action is now permitted for them. If worship was not suspended for those from creation who know Allah best and are the closest to Him, i.e. the prophets and messengers, upon all of them be blessings and peace, including Sayyiduna Muhammad al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who knows Allah best and is the closest to Him, how can the arrogant pseudo-Sufis of today make such a claim? Such pseudo-Sufis are not followers of the Sharia, rather they are followers of the devil. Having fallen into Satan's trap, they attack the religion and faith of people. May Allah protect us from such evil people. Ameen. So here, my dear viewers, in summary, we are being told that within this verse, Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam told us that Allah Almighty has enjoined upon him prayer and charity as long as Prophet Isa is alive. And the scholars derive from this that the obediences of Allah, the worships of Allah, because prayer and zakat are worships of Allah. Like this, all acts of worship which are obligatory are incumbent and obligatory upon a person throughout their life up until their final moments. It is never the case that a person reaches such a level and then he is freed from such obligations. This is what the verse is telling us, that we must beware of such people who make such false statements and stay far away from them and protect our family, friends and the wider Muslim community from such deviances. Point number 10. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam never disdained being a slave of Allah Almighty. He never disliked the fact that he was a servant of Allah. The Lord Allah Almighty states, لَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفَ الْمَسِيحُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَبْدًا لِلَّهِ وَلَا الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ وَمَنْ يَسْتَنْكِفْ عَنْ عِبَادَتِهِ وَيَسْتَكْبِرْ فَسَيَحْشُرُهُمْ إِلَيْهِ جَمِيعًا. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: the Messiah does not disdain being a worshipper of Allah, nor do the honored angels. They do not tire, they do not turn away from being the worshippers of Allah. And whoever is averse to the worship of Allah and adopts arrogance, then soon he shall gather them all to his divine court for judgment. Dear viewers, this attribute of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he does not disdain being a slave of Allah, meaning he doesn't consider it to be something insignificant or worthless, but rather Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a true bondsman of Allah Almighty. And this is also one of his beautiful qualities that we must remember. And we as believers and followers of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and believers in all prophets and messengers, must look within our life today and deeply reflect. Are we those people who are firm in our obedience to Allah Almighty? Do we find that we are coming towards the servitude of Allah Almighty? Or do at times we turn away from it? We must reflect, and may Allah Almighty help us and make worships easy upon us. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we will discuss a few of those blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Glad tidings regarding his birth were given before he was born. His name and appellation were told in advance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكِ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ اسْمُهُ الْمَسِيحُ عِيسَى بَنُ مَرْيَمُ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan: and remember when the angel said to Maryam, dear Maryam, Allah gives you glad tidings of a unique word from him. His name is the Anointed One, Al-Masih, Isa, son of Maryam. So here, my dear viewers, glad tidings were given of his birth, his name, and his appellation were also mentioned in advance. Another blessing of Allah Almighty bestowed upon Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is that he is a special spirit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was blown into his blessed mother. Allah Almighty made Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his noble mother Maryam radiyallahu anha a sign of his divine power. Allah Almighty states,
وَالَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهَا مِنْ رُوحِنَا وَجَعَلْنَاهَا وَبْنَهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan: And remember the woman, i.e. Maryam, who protected her chastity. So we blew a special soul into her from us and made her and her son a sign for all the people of the world. Subhanallah. It is important to note two things here, dear viewers. Number one, it was the archangel Jibreel alayhi salam who blew, but Allah Almighty stated, we blew. So the scholars of Islam mention, we ascertain from this that the works of the chosen people of Allah are in fact His, Allah Almighty's work, as they are carried out with the divine permission or instruction. And point number two, the noble Maryam radiallahu anha was a sign in the sense that no man had touched her and yet Allah Almighty created a child in her womb. As for Prophet Isa alayhi salam being a sign, this is in terms of him being born without a father and him healing the blind and lepers, as well as bringing the dead back to life. Subhanallah. Point number five, Allah Almighty gave Prophet Isa alayhi salam the ability to speak whilst in the cradle. Another divine blessing. The Quran mentions,
قَالَ إِنِّي عَبَدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. He said, indeed I am a servant of Allah. He has granted me the book and has made me a prophet. The sixth blessing mentioned, in his childhood, Prophet Isa alayhi salam and his noble mother were granted a splendid place suitable for living, comfortably with visible flowing springs. Allah Almighty states,
وَجَعَلْنَا ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ وَأُمَّهُ آيَةً وَآوَيْنَاهُمَا إِلَىٰ رَبْوَةٍ ذَاتِ قَرَارٍ وَمَعِينٍ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and we made the son of Maryam and his mother a sign. We made them settle in a high land, habitable and having flowing water. According to one opinion, this place refers to Baytul Muqaddas. Some Quranic commentators believe it to be Palestine or Damascus. There are also other views regarding this matter. Blessing 7 and 8. By virtue of being given prophethood, goodness was bestowed upon him. Allah Almighty made him an extraordinary example of His might for the Bani Israel. Allah Almighty states,
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا عَبَدٌ أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, He is but a person upon whom we have bestowed favor, and we made him an astonishing example for the children of Israel. Subhanallah. Blessings 9 to 12. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was taught the art of writing, the rational sciences, disciplines of Sharia, and knowledge of the Torah and the Gospel. He was sent as a messenger to the Bani Israel. Allah Almighty states,
وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ وَرَسُولًا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, Allah will teach him the book, the wisdom, the true Torah and the Gospel, and he, i.e. Isa, will be a messenger from the children of Israel. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was sent as the one who affirms the Torah and was given a divine book, the Injil, the Gospel. Allah Almighty states,
وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَآتَيْنَاهُ الْإِنْجِيلَ فِيهِ هُدًى وَنُورٍ وَمُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ مِنَ التَّوْرَاةِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِظَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, We then sent after those prophets
following in their footsteps, Isa, son of Maryam, confirming the Torah which was present before him. We granted him the Injil, in which there was guidance and light, and which confirmed the Torah that preceded him. It was guidance and counsel for the righteous. Subhanallah. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was given clear signs denoting the truthfulness of his prophethood. Moreover, he was assisted by the Holy Spirit, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam. It is mentioned in the Quran,
وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى بْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدَنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan. We granted Isa, son of Maryam, clear signs and aided him through the sacred spirit, i.e. angel Jibreel. Allah Almighty made Prophet Isa alayhi salam from amongst those who are guided and close to him Almighty. Prophet Isa alayhi salam was given excellence over all his contemporaries. Allah Almighty has said in the Holy Quran, وَزَكَرِيَّا وَيَحْيَا وَعِيسَى وَإِلْيَاسِ كُلُّمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ وَإِسْمَاعِيلَ وَالْيَسَعَ وَيُونُسَ وَلُوطَى وَكُلًّا فَضَّلْنَا عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and Zakariya, and Yahya, and Isa, and Ilyas were rightly guided. They are from our chosen people. And Ismail, Al-Yasa', Yunus and Lut were rightly guided. And we granted them excellence over all in the world. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was granted sincere disciples by Allah Almighty. They wholeheartedly accepted what he said. Allah Almighty states,
وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and when I inspired the disciples, Hawariyun, to believe in me and my messenger, they said, we believe, and O Isa, bear witness that we are Muslims. Subhanallah. The secret plan that the disbelievers made to martyr Prophet Isa alayhi salam was thwarted, and he alayhi salam was raised to the heavens, another divine blessing of Allah Almighty. Allah Almighty states, وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and the disbelievers plotted, and Allah planned, and Allah is the best of planners. Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's return to the earth from the heavens has been made a sign of the Day of Judgment. Allah Almighty states,
وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا وَاتَّبِعُونَ هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ.
Translation from Kanzul Irfan, and say, indeed, he is news of the hour. So never doubt it and follow me. This is the straight path. Subhanallah. So dear viewers, alhamdulillah, today we have discussed the blessed attributes of Prophet Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and approximately 23 bestowed divinely blessings of Allah Almighty upon Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His infinite mercy upon His noble prophets and messengers and grant us the ability to follow in their way, in their teachings and guidance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam. The blessed life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salam.